The CDC recommends against trick-or-treating, but many still plan to do so. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner, and I spoke with local health experts about staying safe. TriHealth pediatrician Dr. Victoria Richburg-Stevens says to avoid traditional trick-or-treating, but if doing so, follow CDC guidelines.
They recommend really just kind of traveling with siblings or even a close friend or two, in addition to limiting the number of houses in which you visit. So the fewer homes on the street would be best, or even, you know, few friends' homes that you actually know well.
Use hand sanitizer between houses and disinfect candy wrappers, she adds. Licensed psychologist Dr. Julie Sell-Smith says it's important to talk with your kids about why they can or cannot trick-or-treat.
And explain it in age-appropriate language. So the way you talk to a five-year-old about this might be different than the way that you speak to a 10-year-old. I would also say allow them time to ask questions. I know why.
Both doctors recommend alternatives such as pumpkin carving or Halloween-themed scavenger hunts. You can read more guidance at WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.